This is MSO NewsSports.com. I'm Bill Newell, joined by Gavin Monacle, the head football coach at Masconomet in his second year as head coach. And Gavin, how have workouts gone so far as you get ready for the season opener in a few days?
Well, things have been going pretty well. Real happy with the kids' effort. All the boys have been working hard. They did well all off season, I thought, as far as in the weight room, the passing leagues, and the lineman challenge thing we do. So they've been getting ready for it. So the good news was the football began instead of just all the other stuff. So we're happy to get going with that.
Absolutely. Now, tell me about some of your players that you'll be relying on, key players that you'll be relying on. Let's say start on the offensive side of the football.
Declan Judge is a returning starter, captain, quarterback. He's a super quarterback. We're really fortunate to have him. I think he's got to be one of the best ones up here in the North Shore. Throws the ball with lots of accuracy. Very good athlete on top of it. Fast kid, good leader, super kid, smart kid. So we're really happy with Declan there, running the offense. We've got Paul Baker's a returner. He's a receiver, wide receiver, good speed, very good speed, and also returning as a cornerback. Tony Taggart is a returning offensive lineman. Tony is the only returning lineman we have, and did a good job both sides of the ball last year, and he's got to be the leader on the offensive line. He and Paul are also captains, along with Sean Evall, who's another offensive guy who's getting a starting nod this year. Great leader himself. Another returning starter would be Danny, my son Danny Monigo. He's a junior. I think him and Paul led the team in receptions last year. And, he'll be catching and running the ball a little bit. And look for big things from him as well. Those are the returning kids we have. Will Hansen's a running back who played a little bit last year. He was behind Scotty Foden a little bit last year. But he's coming into his own a little bit right now as a running back. And Timmy Bellevue is his fullback, and he's getting a few more carries than ever before. And both have looked promising.
Yeah. Gotcha. I know that, I imagine some of these guys you just mentioned flip over and play defense as well, but is there a standout or two on defense for Masconomet football this year that you didn't mention on the offensive side?
No, I think really kind of up the middle. I think it goes, start with Tony. And then Evol's, he's a linebacker for us. He's a middle linebacker. He's essential there, and he's been doing great in the preseason. Danny and Baker in the secondary have some good experience. They both returning starters back there. So I think a good core right there with those four kids. And then other kids have been chipping in. Josh Anderson. Sorry, this is a good player here. Josh Anderson and Tommy Bennett. Their defensive ends, a pair of good returning defensive ends. So that helps us a lot, too, as well.
There we go. We nailed it. There you go. We're talking with Gavin Monacle, head football coach at Masconomet High School. And, Gavin, as your second year as a head coach, what's different about approaching this season opposed to last year? Although you were, of course, no stranger to Masco football prior to that, but what's different about this season?
Well, it's good to have it under your belt, obviously. As an assistant for Jim for many years, and I think we took a lot for granted for all the things that he did behind the scenes that, we never really realized that he was doing. And when I walked into that position, I'm like, so there's a lot of hats you have to wear. People need your time here and there. And I think going into it this year, I think I'm able to kind of organize that a little bit better and keep my focus, more laser sharp with just the football and still accommodating other people. As easy as Coach Chu made it, I don't know, but I think I'm trying to get better at that now. I think I've done a better job with that. And a lot of it has to do with the kids, too. I think we named captains a lot earlier this year, and they've been great. They kind of picked up the slack for me, particularly all the off-season stuff. And, the whole senior class has been really helpful. So I think I've gotten a lot more help that way, too.
Gotcha. The Tell me about the Cape Ann League this year. What's your take on your opposition this year?
It's a real good league. I mean, everyone's got their teams back from last year, it seems like. I think we probably maybe lose the most of the kids, but, I'm happy with the kids we have, obviously. But, you know, in no particular order, I mean, Triton's got a super quarterback, receivers there, running back. They got some excellent skill guys there. Pentucket got the kid Sheehy back, big strong fullback, running that wing T there. He was excellent, both sides of the ball. I know North Reading, you know, they got a couple super running backs back there. The fullback's also good, Kimarulo. They got a couple of real nice linemen back, too, to go with it. So, overall, they're real strong. Newburyport's had a young team last year. I know they've got a new coach up there, Coach Levine. Yeah, sure. You know, just generally speaking, probably a shot in the arm. He'll bring there some excitement. You know, like a new coach would, hopefully. And they'll be a challenge. So, you know, everyone's back from last year, it seems. We don't have Scotty.
Yeah.
So we'll make do it. Again, I think that's what Declan has to step up, and other kids have to step up and, you know, make a nice run for ourselves, hopefully.
Well, Gavin, my last question would be your opener. You're hosting Melrose on Friday night, and, of course, a great Middlesex League team. And, that's a tough way to start the season for sure.
Yeah. No, they're good. They handled us pretty well last year, which is unfortunate. But I think our kids are focused on it pretty well. I think they may have been the last regular season game they lost to. It was 2 years ago, the opener. We beat them in overtime. Exciting game. I think they're in the table the next 2 years, except for the Super Bowls. They're the program. They're going to kick it in right now. They got an outstanding running back, Pedrini. He's like ranked one or two. That's probably second best running back in the state right now, I think. And he's a good one. So they're going to be good. But I think we're getting there. You know, I think our kids are really dedicated themselves really well over the off season, and I think as a team we're more focused on everything and what we need to do to compete.
Gotcha. Well, Gavin, is there anything I didn't ask you about that you want to share with us about Masco football this season?
Yeah, just in general. I mean, I only got a chance to speak to a few of the kids, which is understandable, but really the depth that we have might be our biggest strength, I think. And going through these scrimmages, you know, I've been able to roll through a couple first-line linemen, per se. I think we've probably got about 9 linemen I can put out there. Depth, you know, I think Taggart's is our top lineman. After that, we've got a really good core from, like, you know, 2 to 8, 2 to 9, where they are interchangeable, offensive and defensive line. I think we've got some good depth there. And, in the secondary half, we have some pretty decent depth as well. So I think the depth of our team and our kids, and it's just like everyone's pushing each other. I think we got a lot more competition this year, and people are pushing each other consistently in practice every day, and it's making us better day to day.
Gotcha. Well, Gavin, great talking with you. Best of luck on your opener and the rest of the way as well, and thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, greatly appreciate it.
Yep.
Thanks a million.
Gavin Monacle, the head football coach at Masconomet. I'm Bill Newell, and this is MSONewsSports.com.